This is the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Thursday. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for our closing market discussion. Bill, what did we see happen in the grains today?
It's all in probably about the wheat once again. Unbelievable. Wheat has been such a dog for so long. You look at the chart like I'm doing now, going back to the highs where it made last July. Markets dropped $2.50 since the highs made last July. And every time you thought it was going to make a low, it fooled you and made new lows about 3 weeks later. But this seems to be for real. The wheat market has rallied 70 cents, almost 80 cents in the last 7 days. It's had six higher days in a row since the middle of last week. And mostly it's weather, as it normally is in these grains. We're talking dry in the Southwest Plains in the U.S. and dry in parts of Ukraine and dry in southern Russia. And that's all it takes with this market, as cheap as it is, and stocks pretty tight. And the market's been on a roll. And once again, higher today, there's a big short open interest in wheat. A lot of people just liking beans and corn. That this market's going quite a bit lower, and they're running out of those shorts as this weather continues to get dry in these key growing areas in the country. So that's the primary news today. But we did have export sales this morning. Beans at the top end of the range, 749,000 metric tons. Nothing to write home about there. Wheat was in toward the top end of the range. Pretty good exports, just under 500,000 metric tons. But the showstopper was corn once again. Exports excellent, 1.56 million metric tons after a couple down weeks. Might be new marking year high. Mexico is buying a lot of our corn. Corn exports have been 35% over last year, and the real story in the corn market and why the corn market has been able to rally like it has over 20 cents in the last couple of weeks. That's the biggest news in the corn. The soy market was a weak sister today. It's still lower right now as we go into the close. 10 o'clock this morning, July beans it is. I mean, beans are the weak sisters. July beans. We're about 16 lower, 10 o'clock this morning, but corn and wheat rallied them up off the lows. And now they got this a little bit higher not too long ago, but now they're back a little lower, but still quite a bit better than they were earlier with the thanks to the corn and wheat being strong. So quite a rally in beans, rallied intraday about 18 cents from 10 o'clock this morning till just really about 5 minutes ago. But they were overbought. They had a key reversal last week. The charts and the market still honoring that reversal. The crops are getting planted now. The bean supplies are kind of tight. The price is cheap. Beans are $2.50 cheaper than they were, almost $3 cheaper than they were last summer. And we think that the market will rally along with corn and wheat, as all the three of these markets have come down $2 to $3 off their highs. And they're bringing in some good export demand from these levels. Cattle market's having a good day. It's up 260. The hogs down 230. It's quite a divergence there. $5 spread. You don't see that every day. The cattle market has been a kind of a roller coaster affair this week. After the on-feed report on Monday, which showed 13% less placements, the market gapped higher and closed up $2. The next two or three days, because of bird flu rumors of herding cattle demand, meat demand surfaced again, and the market couldn't follow through from the Monday's rally off the cattle on feed the previous Friday. They broke the market down from there about $3, went way under where it was before the report came out, and now the market's back up today. You got a little too cheap and kind of in a trading range market's back up today. It looks like it's going to close where it did after the cattle on feed report. So a real roller coaster market, just consolidating in the middle of the range it's been in since the end of March, which is 170 to 186. I think cattle and hogs will tend to move higher into the month of May because of the demand period we have. It's very good demand of the grilling season. Everybody's pulling out the grills, putting the burgers and steaks and pork chops on the grill, and that's going to enhance the prices, I think, for cattle and hogs going into the end of May.
He is Bill Moore with Price Futures Group. What's the best way for our listeners to get in touch and to sign up for your newsletter as well, Bill?
630-947-5176 is my cell. wmoore@pricegroup.com is my email. Sign up for my newsletter, Agmaster, no charge, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Look at the bios of Jack Scoville and myself. We've both been here a long time, and we'd love to help you out.
Bill, thanks so much for the time. As always, appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
You do as well. Good talking, young man. Take care now.
That was Bill Moore with Price Futures Group. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn closed up 3 1/4 at 441 even. May soybeans down 3 1/4 at 1162 3/4. May soybean meal down $2.10 at $3.43.90. May soybean oil up 16 cents at $44.82. Chicago wheat up 7 3/4 at $6.02 1/4. Minneapolis wheat up 12 even at $6.91 even. Kansas City hard red wheat up 7 3/4 at $6.32 even. And May oats unchanged at $3.67 even. On the Merck, June live cattle up $2.55 at $177.80. May feeder cattle up $2.15 at $246.25. May lean hogs down $2.07 at $95.27. May pork cutout unchanged at $105.25. And Class 3 milk up 45 cents at $18.23. This has been a check of the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.